Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Hale. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pyburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Lowes. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Lowes. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Buddy Hicks. Batting second. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Grimek. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Grimek. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a fly ball into right field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn hits a pop-up towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Lowes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hicks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hicks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Niemann moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Pyburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive towards short. Miranda catches it and throws to first to double up Bilardi. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maxwell moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles won, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willy Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowe's hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from House and he is out, Bride Wesser applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a line drive into right field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimek takes first base on ball 4. Bridewesser moves to second. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hale scoops it up and throws to first, with Lowe's covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos is walked intentionally. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Pyburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bilardi for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pyburn, who is chasing the ball. Maxwell reaches third base with a triple. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maxwell scores. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-2 in the game. Miranda hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowe's hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell is hit by the pitch. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Duke Moss now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Duke Moss. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hicks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Lowes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowes is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowes bunts towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to first for the out. Miranda moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Don Ferreri's now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. George Zivarink now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Kell reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Niemann hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Smith now catching. Gus Triandos now playing first base. Chuck Deering now playing left field. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 3 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triandos scoops it up and throws to first, with Zivarink covering, for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bridewesser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deering. Bridewesser reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Al Aber. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.